falling from structure as it came down, triggering a major emergency. Here's Fire Chief James Wallace.
We may be looking for upwards of 7 individuals. That's the latest information we have. That's what we know right now. This is a very large incident. It involves a very large footprint.
2 people have been rescued so far. One's in a critical condition. Julian Assange has won a temporary reprieve from extradition to the US, where he's wanted over WikiLeaks' release of military and diplomatic records. His lawyers brought a high court challenge on 9 grounds. All but 3 were rejected. Our crime correspondent Martin Brunt says US prosecutors have 3 weeks to give more assurances.
The Americans have been asked to ensure that he's allowed freedom of speech. He can rely on the American First Amendment, that he won't be prejudiced at his trial because of his nationality, and that if he was convicted, there would be no death penalty.
A domestic abuse charity says it's seen an increase in the number of victims seeking advice about the criminal justice system. Refuge says calls to its national helpline have risen by 40%. A man's pleaded not guilty to the murder of a 26-year-old who was on a Christmas night out in Derbyshire when he was hit by a van. Samuel Wilson died in the centre of Ilkeston on December 16th last year. The Cooperative Bank is planning to cut 400 jobs, or 12% of its workforce. The roles will be lost from across the business, with some staff being redeployed, but no branches will close. And price rises at supermarkets are continuing to ease and are at the lowest level for 2 years. Grocery price inflation's fallen to 4.5%, helped by cheaper butter and milk. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, the weather today, 12 degrees, light rain and light winds. The rain is going to be appearing probably around about 3 o'clock for a good couple of hours, and maybe up until late in the evening, about 10 or 11, something like that. But looking a little bit overcast in Brentwood. Tomorrow is going to be more the same, bit of a bright morning, and then it'll be overcast, possibly showers as well. And Thursday, there is a chance of some rain and showers and sunshine as we get towards that bank holiday. Oh, how's it going to be? Now, on the Friday, it's about 70% chance of rain in the morning and a little bit of sunshine, a bit on and off on Friday. Saturday, again, it could be raining, but it's cloudy with a little bit of sunshine. Cloudy on Sunday and cloudy on Monday, but maybe it'll change. You never know. It did last weekend, didn't it? It's lovely.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 666 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Let's look at Easter eggs, because it's Easter. That's not the meaning of Easter, obviously, but it's nice to get a little Easter egg. You know, I told you that year I bought one from Mum. I took a picture of it because you were staying at my sister's. I said, look at your Easter egg. Oh, that looks lovely. And then later on, I sent her another picture of it smashed to pieces because I got hungry. I had no chocolate in the house and I ate it. And then another year, I bought her a really expensive Easter egg. And she went, I don't like it. I only like cheap chocolate. I said, oh, for God's sake. God's sake, what's wrong with you? I don't know. I think it was quite expensive, actually. I think it was about £15, £20 or something. Not £20 worth of chocolate. She was diabetic. But she gave a little bit of, you know. I told you my mum used to have a bowl by the side of her. And when I went round there one afternoon, it just makes me laugh. She used to have like some sweets, and because she was diabetic, she always looked after her sugar. Her feet were fine. She didn't, you know, because you have to be very careful with diabetes, because if you carry on eating sugar, it can affect circulation, people lose limbs and all sorts. So she was always very good at controlling her sugar. She made sure that she tested the sugar every day, but she would still be able to have a little treat. She was on tablets, not injections, for her diabetes. And so she would have a little treat now and again, but she had to be very, very careful with food and how often she ate, obviously, through the day. But beside her, she would have a bowl of sweets, and she might fancy like a chocolate lime. You don't get those so much now. And then mixed in with the chocolate limes, maybe she'd have one sweet, would be some cherry tomatoes. And I said, why have you got cherry tomatoes in the sweet bowl? And she said, well, if I reach over without looking and I pick up a cherry tomato, I have that instead. Well, I said, the temptation is you eat the cherry tomato and put your hand back and go, oh, I've got chocolate lime this time. or the fifth attempt you get a chocolate lime. I could see the reasoning behind it in a way, but yeah. Anyway, just having a look at the feeling fancy. There's some very fancy Easter eggs about. Can you hear me again? they look very nice, actually. They're very, very plush Easter eggs. But you don't have to do that. I mean, you don't have to do an Easter egg at all. What? What's that? A martini Easter egg? Really? Your cocktail is inside the Easter egg? Oh, my word. Who knew such things existed? I used to like it when you used to break open an Easter egg and it had Smarties in it. Those are the Easter eggs I used to like. And I don't even know if you get Smarties in an Easter egg anymore. They've got... do you know what? At home, I've got about five Cadbury's cream eggs. I've had them in the cupboard for about 4 or 5 weeks. I can't face them. They're so sweet. They're much smaller than they used to be, but the sweetness of them, it just really sets my teeth on edge even thinking about it. I bet they do a... Do you reckon they do a giant cream egg? I mean, well, you'd be ill after that, wouldn't you? Can you imagine a fondant egg like the size of your head? No. No. Here is Mel C. This is On the Horizon.
song, send me home. All black and blue eyes. Chelsea says she's got nowhere to go, and if she does, she's getting this low, and I can help her out, but I've got somewhere to be, and that's the very thing when you're dealing with me.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
I mean, how much would you pay for biscuits? You know, you can get them. You know, I like the ones that got the little icing sugar. They remind me of being a kid. Because what you would do, you'd lick the icing off the outside of the biscuit first. But I was just having a little look on Portland and Mayfair. I don't know why I'm looking in there. I've been there, actually. Years ago, somebody took me there for afternoon... It wasn't afternoon tea, but it was kind of... Yeah, it was, and there was a guitarist. It was downstairs in Fortnum. It was very nice. And yet, I think I had a sandwich or something. I don't know. But they brought over, like, a selection of wine. So you got, like, a little flute of rosé, red and white. Only a little bit of each with your lunch. And it was kind of... they were like... Remember when you used to do science class and you used to get those, they're not pipettes, they're like the tubes. They're kind of like those, the little tubes, that more fluted. But I'm just looking at biscuits, actually, because it's Easter coming up. Colourful Easter biscuits, and they're iced, and you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 biscuits, and they are exquisite. They're lovely, little chickens and eggs and all different colours. £30. Yep, exactly. Wow. £30. I can't get my words out properly. That, what I'm trying to work it out. So about 4, 8, 12, 16, 20. Well, but yeah, I can't work it out. But that is a lot per biscuit, isn't it? Come on. But it's not something you'd ever, I mean, would it taste any more nice? And I mean, would you want to eat them? If somebody gave you a box of biscuits like that, would you want to eat them? You probably wouldn't. You want to keep them forever. I don't know whether I would want to eat them because they come in a lovely box and they're so nicely decorated. But then I might get hungry and just think, I don't care. Here's Apollo Junction. This is Magic.
I'll leave paved streets of this wonderland.
caring, show me that you're caring. You see my fascination, tell me I'm not mistaken. Give me the information I need. One, two, three.
Has sauntered into the studio. Here he is. It's Scott Ross. It's Scott Ross. Hello, Mr. Ross.
How are you?
You're right there. What are you doing with the microphone?
Well, I was trying to straighten it out because it fell down.
You look
well, at least I knocked it down, let's be honest.
You do look very uncomfortable. You're leaning over. Do you want to sit down?
That's all right. It's okay. It's probably better to stand up. It gets air in my lungs, you know.
Yeah.
Poor old soul.
We want air in your lungs, don't we?
Well, I'm not sure everybody does.
It's when you haven't got any. It might have a slight problem.
A definite problem, I would say.
Do you reckon we've got hay fever season yet? It's not. Do you get hay fever?
I used to get hay fever, but not so much these days. But I don't think it's hay fever season yet.
No.
It's still. I've done it again.
Sorry, he's breaking everything in the studio.
I've broken everything, yes. Good job. Good job. Paul's a long way away. Yeah. He'd be down here and, you know, hauling me out of the studio.
Yes.
There you are.
I'll take a video of you and just send it to him instead.
That's kind of you.
Thank you very much. I'd like to get you in trouble. That's all right. So it's been a pretty quiet show.
Why change
today?
The habits of a lifetime, eh?
It's very quiet today. I'm still looking at that. They're looking for seven people still from that bridge. I can't believe how that literally fell down like a pack of cards.
I know. It suggests that it wasn't terribly well put together.
I think it was built. They said it was built in the 1970s, and maybe they do things, slightly differently now. But it's you don't know if there was a mechanical fault on maybe the boat that was going towards it or
well, I mean, the boat must have caught it just at the bad place. But I mean, when you think we've had bridges that have been built a lot longer than the 1970s and they're still standing.
I've
walked across them.
No, well, it's lucky that, you know, it's not lucky because there's still seven people, upwards of seven people missing. And, you know, if there'd have been a bridge full of cars during the daytime.
If it had been at sort of in the rush hour rather than, I believe it was about 1:30 in the morning, obviously it would have been absolutely horrendous. But there you are.
It's still terrible. That is terrible. I think they, you know, and also they were saying about to rebuild that will be years. It can't be something that will happen within a year. It'll be years to put that together. I don't know if there is other bridges across different sections or whether that's the only way sort of going across.
I don't know. I mean, it's a bit like how long it's going to take to replace the bridge at the Army and Navy roundabout in Chelmsford.
Yeah, but are they doing that or not?
I don't know. It's just chaos.
I think it flows a little bit better. It's still very, when you come out from, because I do go to Chelmsford sometimes, and you just get caught in traffic, and then you can't move into the right lane, and that always panics me. It's the same. I came back from Bluewater on Sunday, and I was saying to my friend, it'll take us at least 40 minutes to get back, and it took us 15.
Yeah.
Because there was no traffic. Everyone was probably having a barbecue.
Yeah, yeah.
But normally, when you come up the slip road to get back onto the M25 going back towards, going through the tunnel, it's jammed. And then you get stuck in a lane and you can't get over because nobody will let you over. And I hate it. It makes my nerves bad because you have to kind of bump your way in, don't you?
Well, these days, if I go to Chelmsford, I don't go that way in. I take a slightly circuitous route. Might take a bit longer, but there is the problem with the Army and Navy, which I just want to avoid. So there you are.
Yes, don't go that way. Now, we are all fossils. I've got a brand new track out. It's called Hollow. It is beautiful. I'm going to play it on my show right now.
And you've got somebody from the group coming in on Thursday, have you not?
Yes, I have.
Great stuff.
Thanks.
Calling the lights, asking your name.
your hands on. Did you put your hands up? Put your hands on, I think it is. All right, so I should get that right. It's only about 25 years old, that song. That time I actually knew what it meant. But anyway, 12:37, let's do some events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
There are always lots to do in and around Brentwood and Billericay, so let's have a little look. I mentioned it earlier, but the afternoon tea sounds fabulous on Tuesday the 2nd of April at St Peter's Church at Cloughton Way in Hutton, and it's organised by the Daily Bread Easter Afternoon Tea. Between 2 and 4pm, adults £10, children £7. Booking is essential, though. All the details are on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now we'll find out what's coming up with Scott Ross a little bit later, or in the next couple of minutes or so, and see what excellent things he's got coming up on his amazing show, 1-2-3. And then tomorrow you've got Bob Simpson with 1-2-3. Thursday is Roy Tysack with 1-2-3. And then on Friday is Patrick Sherring with 1-2-3, although he's not going to be here, I don't think, on this Friday. And neither will I. I'm having a short week. I never normally take Easter off, but I'm off on Friday and Monday. I know, 2 short weeks. I know, it's terrible, isn't it? But I'm normally always here. So I thought, actually, this time I will take Easter. I'll take an Easter break and get the 4 days and just, yeah, I won't be, well, I don't think I'm going to have an Easter egg, actually, from anyone. I feel really sorry for myself now, as I said that. But, yeah, my mum used to buy, well, she didn't always used to buy me an Easter egg. She used to buy me other things, like, she, oh, I need to buy you an Easter top. Well, I go, okay. And then would she get, you know, I bet she would always have all the grandchildren and all my sisters, though everyone would have, like, you know, a bag with chocolate in it. I don't know where she got all the money from, actually. But there was always loads of, you know, bags. Up the other end of the living room, there was, at Christmas time, there was bags. You know, that's a bag for Susan, that's a bag for Christine, that's a bag for Denise, Dina. That's the grandchildren's bag. Your bag's up there, go on, take it. And I go, well, that's not the Christmas spirit, is it? Well, I've already done it. She'd already have a Christmas shopping done normally in November, because she's very, very, very organised. You all right over there, Scott? You don't have to put the microphone down, I'm not going to turn it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine.
You're fine. Do you have a hump?
Pardon?
I was trying to do an intro for this song. This is the Black Eyed Peas with My Humps.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk?
I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My lovely little lumps. Check it out. I drive these brothers crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana. Fendi and Madonna. Karen, they be sharing. All their money got me wearing fly. Brother, I ain't asking. They say they love my ass. And 7 jeans, true religion. I say no, but they keep giving. So I keep on taking. And no, I ain't taking. We can keep on dating. I keep on demonstrating my love. My love, my love, my love. You love my lady love. My hump, my hump, my hump. My humps, they got you.
She's got me.
Time on me.
She's got me spending.
Ooh, spending all your money on me, on me.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside that trunk.
I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump.
What you gonna do with all that ass inside of jeans?
I'ma make you scream, make you scream, make you scream. Cause of my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My lovely lady lumps, check it out.
I met a girl down at the disco. She said, hey, 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 yeah, let's go. I could be your baby, you could be my honey. And let's spend time, not money. And mix your milk with my cocoa pup. Milky, milky cocoa. Mix your milk with my cocoa pup. Milky, milky, right?
They say I'm really sexy. The boys, they wanna sex me. They always standing next to me. Always dancing next to me. Trying to feel my hump, hump. Looking at my lump, lump. You can look, but you can't touch it. If you touch it, I'ma start some drama.
no drama. No, 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 no drama. So don't pull on my hand, boy. You ain't my man, boy. I'm just trying to dance, boy. And move my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My lovely lady lump. My lovely lady lump. My lovely lady lump. In the back and in the front. My loving got you. Time on me.
She's got me spinning.
Ooh, spending all your money on me, on me.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside that trunk.
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump.
What you gonna do with all that ass inside of jeans?
I'ma make you scream, make you scream, make you scream.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside that trunk?
I'ma get you drunk. You love drunk off this hump.
What you gonna do with all that breasts inside that shirt?
I'ma make you work, make you work, work, make you work.
Is the one and only Scott Ross. Coming up next is Scott Ross on the radio. There we go. Did you like that, Scott?
I thought it was wonderful.
Thank you.
I've got one of your jingles somewhere. I've got one of your jingles, a sound jingle that you did for me.
It should be coming up next is Scott Ross on Phoenix 98 FM. See, I should do voiceovers. What a great voice that was!
I think it's fantastic. It's you know, you really should.
Yes, I should. I'm going to charge you for that.
No surprise there, then.
No surprise there. Yeah. Coming up next is Scott Ross with 1, 2, 3. He's right in your ears.
I'm on what in your ears?
Right in me ears.
Oh, right in me
right
ears.
Right in me ears, I
oh,
said.
Right, right.
What's wrong with you? Can you not understand Cockney?
Well, I wasn't really properly listening.
Oh, well, that's what...
There's nothing
exactly.
New there, eh?
No. So, would you like to tell everyone what's coming up in your glorious show?
Well, what have we got today? Well, of course, being a Tuesday, that means that Margaret Mills is with me, and she's going to be looking at the life and times of a renowned judge who is based in Chelmsford. In fact, so famous was he that they've actually got a statue of him, and it's already, he's got a square named after him as well. So, that's pretty fantastic. They'll never do that for me, I'll tell you. And we're also going to be looking at a couple of spots that you might want to consider visiting as part of your travels, or at least even if it's not as a holiday thing. And we've, of course, we've got the usual absolute plethora of fantastic music.
Good use of that word, very good.
It's a new one, we haven't used that one.
No, we haven't used that one, no.
That's all coming up between 1 and 3, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Now, we must give a mention to Brentwood Food Bank. As you know, your kindness, actually, has helped feed over 200 people every week who would otherwise go hungry. They're doing a great job to make sure they're getting food parcels out to people. It's part of supported by the Trussell Trust, who work to combat poverty across the UK and hunger across the UK. Brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. They're looking for tinned foods like mince and hot dogs, chili con carne, potatoes, meatball spaghetti, custard rice pudding. Also other items like jams and spread, biscuits, tea, coffee, jars of pasta, sugar, bags of rice, and toiletries like soap, shampoo, shower gel, deodorant, shaving gel, and shaving foam as well. So if you've got any extra bits in your shopping basket or you're going to put some in, do get in contact with them. Brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Coming up next, we've got we'll have some more Diana Ross. It is her 80th birthday, so I'm going to play Upside Down, which is her classic track. For that, we've got Square Wave. They're doing brilliantly. I first played them on the show probably about 2 or 3 years ago now, and they've gone from strength to strength. They've got a lot of play on the BBC as well at the moment, which is always great to see. But as you know, we like to get the bands first before they go global.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Round and round, upside down.
80 today, that is the amazing Diana Ross. Now, coming up for the rest of the day, you've got Scott Ross next with 1, 2, 3, and then Keith Rogers is looking after Drive for Joe. He's here between 3 and 6, and the modern Essex girl Nikki Therese is here, introducing local personalities and great music. Synth City, New Wave and Electronica with Rob Harvey, and the show that goes something like this with Ben Simmons. That's all coming up for the rest of the day on Phoenix FM.
Welcome to Synth City, every Tuesday night from 8 on Phoenix 98 FM. Join us for the very best electronic synth delights with your host, Rob Harvey. With fun conversation and great music, classic artists and new legends, all available on Phoenix 98 FM. So, that's Synth City with Rob Harvey on Phoenix 98 FM.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
There we go. Lots more shows on Phoenix FM. Don't forget to check out the website, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. I'll be back with you tomorrow from 10. Stay tuned. Scott's up next. This is Billy Brown. I don't want to see your face no more.
Thank you.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.